going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Houston Texans have traded the 25th pick to the New York Giants. With the 25th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Jackson Dart, quarterback, Mississippi.
There you go. So the 25th pick was used to take a quarterback, just not by the Houston Texans. And Texans trade, and the details of the trade, for those who have just been listening this morning, hearing us talk about the trade, but not the details, it's pretty simple. The Texans move back 9 spots to 34th overall. They'll be picking second tonight in day 2 of the draft. In the process, they pick up an extra 3rd-round pick tonight, the 99th. Overall selection, and they pick up an extra 3 next year, presumably the Giants' 3rd-round pick next year in 2026. So the bottom line, Seth, is this. The Texans have, as of right now, 5 picks today, tonight.
Yeah.
They've got 2 seconds. They've got 3 thirds. They've got 5 picks in between 34th overall and 99th overall. And then next year, you know, somewhat quietly, although 2 of the picks are from the Tunsil trade, but I don't know how many people are tracking 2026 right now, but you should know that they've got a lot of draft capital next year. They've got their own first, and they've got an extra pick in the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th rounds next year. So they got a lot of they have a lot of currency with which to go do some things. I would say the big theme is they need to go do some things today to get a lot of the fans feeling better about what they did last night.
Yeah, they do, and this is where it gets super interesting, is because it happens in the draft. The first, you know, last night's draft, the first 5 were basically chalk, other than the, you didn't know for sure that you didn't know that the Jaguars were going to be the team drafting Travis Hunter, but you figured Travis Hunter was going to get drafted 2nd overall. This is where it starts to, after the first 5 or 10 or so in the 2nd round, there's relative consensus. Travion Henderson, a lot of people have, is one of the best players available. But I'm just like, I've been looking at different lists. There are some lists that have Travion Henderson way down on best player available. There's some, like ESPN has him as the 6th best player available right now, the running back out of Ohio State. Mike Green, the edge rusher out of Marshall, is on a lot of people's lists. There are really, honestly, in terms of quote-unquote consensus guys at the top of this round, there aren't as many offensive linemen and wide receivers as there are the defensive players and defensive tackles. Like that's pretty much it. That's where what Texans might be thirsting for versus who are the actual best players available. I'm preparing myself for anything tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Texans are going to take, what position or who.
Okay. I got 2 cuts from Caserio I want to play here. Nick Caserio last night, the man who engineered that trade. Which I think, Seth, you and I are both, the trade in a vacuum, we both think the trade's it's a good trade. You know, I'm a little upset that some of the guys that I wanted for this team, particularly Matthew Golden, got so close to the Texans Would I have overpaid a little bit to get him? Sure. But we don't know what the details were, or even if there were trade talks for either of those guys specifically, Golden and Donovan Jackson, who went right before the Texans. But here was Nick Caserio yesterday, last night after the draft was over, saying, "We think we're in a pretty good spot right now."
Yeah, we're in a good spot. Feel really good about where we are. We went into the day, I'd say, honestly, we had three different scenarios. Trade up, stay 25 and pick, trade back. I mean, D'Amico and I have been talking about it basically for 2-3 days. Here are some different scenarios. Here are some possibilities. I don't want to say we talked to the whole league, but we probably talked to the whole league on every different level. So, you know, there are some players that we identified somewhere out of reach. You know, some, you know, in the end, trades are a byproduct of teams willing to make a decision to move or not. So, you know, we fell at 25. You know, that was the best thing for us. Puts us in a pretty good spot. 2-2s, 3-3s, picked up another 3 next year. So, I mean, we'll deal with tomorrow. We think we're going to get some pretty good football players tomorrow. We felt like the value to draft was basically in the middle. So we'll try to take advantage of our opportunities here tomorrow. Put ourselves in a pretty good position next year as well. 1-2-2s, 2-3s, 2-4s. So, I mean, we've always talked about just creating as much flexibility and optionality for us as possible. And that's where we are. So, I mean, there's 2 more days of the draft that are left. We'll see how these next few days go. I'll try to, you know, make good, smart decisions tomorrow. Trust our process, trust our evaluations. And then once we get through the draft, kind of flip the page and kind of go to the next phase. Okay. So we're going to get good football players. D'Amico and I feel really good about tomorrow. You know, we'll kind of see what happens.
Okay, so that's sort of where they feel they are on things. One thing real quick, because there are, you know, could they trade out of 34? Like, a lot of the really good players that are listed on the best available list are at positions that I just don't envision the Texans using the 34th overall pick on. Safeties, edge rushers. Running back would be a wild card for sure, and I'd get excited about Travion Henderson. As we're talking, Seth, about the possibility of even more moves, of moving out of 34, because maybe there's teams looking up to get Shedeur Sanders or Jalen Milroe. You know, they're looking to get a quarterback, and they could look to stockpile even more draft capital. Nick Caserio did say this last night when he was asked, you were thinking about guys at 25 versus trading. Are any of the guys that you were thinking about at 25 when you made the trade still sitting out there?
Good question. Actually, one of the players that we were talking about is actually still on the board. Yeah, so it's a good question. So whether or not we actually pick the player, like, we'll see if that actually happens.
Okay, so that's as revealing as you get from Nick Caserio, that there is a guy out there makes me think, okay, then that would lessen the chances, I think, that they're going to trade out of that spot.
Well, and depending on who it is, if the Browns were to take a quarterback, Shedeur Sanders or otherwise, then I think we get a pretty telling example of who that guy must be if the Texans draft him at 34.
100%.
Which creates a fun scenario of that player knowing, like, hey, the Texans like me, but not that much.
I thought you liked me 9 slots higher. That's great.
Well, thanks for screwing me out of $1 million.
I was just
going to
say,
so.
The money. Yeah. Yeah, the money, the draft slot. That's so funny.
Could have avoided all this drama. I guess the other part of it, too, is that, yes, they take the best player available. I think a lot of GMs, though, they don't want to reach for a player, and they don't want to draft a guy above his slot just because it's a position of need. So you trade back when that happens.
Yeah.
So I feel like, personally, I feel like the fact that that was a player that they thought was worth the 25th pick, but they'd like to load up and fix their offensive line, fix wide receiver, everything else, that maybe it's not a position of need. That's where it gets really interesting. And whether, like, maybe if it was Mike Green, the edge rusher out of Marshall, that, man, we're pretty well set with edge rushers right now. And yet, boy, okay, if we don't get a good offer to trade back, then that's who we're going to take. And I think the fan base at large will get themselves excited about Mike Green, but will also be...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea.
True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
He's looking around like, okay, so what the hell are you going to do about the offensive line and the wide receiver?
Yeah, dude, I think if they draft a position where they're already stockpiled, I think the anger is going to compound if they draft, and I don't care who it is, Mike Green or anybody else, if they draft an edge rusher, a cornerback, or a safety, I think whatever 75% of the fan base was feeling, you know, we're just using round numbers here. It feels like the majority of the people that we've been interacting with today are on edge about what happened last night. I feel like that would compound it. I feel like it would be hard for fans to talk themselves into an edge, a corner, or a safety when that's the first guy you're taking.
The name guys right now, or the people have been talked about more that are available at wide receiver still.
Mm-hmm.
Luther Burden is the biggest one that's kind of a consensus on a lot of different boards for best players available, the first or second best wide receiver.
Right.
You know, so like, and a lot of people have, you watch Luther Burden on film and you're like, whoa, he fast.
Yeah. But there's a first round talent, sixth round entourage thing going on with Luther Burden.
Yeah. Which makes it especially interesting with the Texans because they seem to want to shy away from any kind of drama on offense. They want the change the culture, all of that. And then I'd say like Trey Harris and from Ole Miss and Jalen Noel from Iowa State, the Aya Manor from Stanford, those are probably the guys that are still in that bucket too. And I think
what about Higgins from Iowa State also?
Oh, yeah. So Jaden Higgins, I guess Jack Beck might be the cutoff for where, like, okay, that feels high. That feels high to take him with a second pick in the second round.
He feels like he'd be one of those extra third round picks if they went receiver there, Besh. Yeah. So Trey Harris was in for a visit. I know that. So that's a guy they've kicked tires on. And he's, at least according to ESPN, he's the second best available receiver right now behind Higgins. How about Iowa State having two of the top four available guys here going into day two?
They ain't just tight ends anymore, Sean.
No, but your point about name brand appeal, that gets harder now in the second round, you know?
It gets, and as you get into it, it is. People described it, it just seems like there's a boatload of guys that people feel really good about in the second and third round. So I'm trying not to get fixated on the names, which makes for bad sports radio because then we could list off 20 different guys that the Texans might make, and they don't have name brand appeal for all but a few of them. But it's going to be like that. Okay, I did a bad job. I failed you, dear listeners, in preparing you for the prospect of Caserio trading out of the first round. I knew it was a possibility, but I just didn't even want to look at it. I kept it over in the corner of the room. I'm gonna prepare you right now. There's a really good chance that though there are some really enticing names right there at the top of the second round, the way that the boards look right now by various teams, it's probably all over the place. Mm-hmm. And there's a really, really good chance that the Texans are gonna draft some guy that you're gonna have to go to Google to search.
Yep.
Right after they draft him.
I know,
you guys that really, really pay attention to this, obviously not. But like for the casual fan, or the average fan, it's not gonna have the name brand appeal.
Nope.
Very, very potentially.
Nope. Yep. Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. Can we get all the Fire Nick people to pack their crap? Get the F out of the state of Texas. I hear Jacksonville has a nice magic dinner theater. I like that. the magnificent Gladstone, man. Hey, y'all hear that song from Billy Joel about picking in the draft number 25 or earlier. It's the one that goes only the good get picked 25 or earlier.
Yeah.
It was, man.
You know, and Caserio is almost kind of combative against various mock drafters or draft commentators about, hey, he said, hey, like, oh, supposedly a bunch of these guys weren't going to go that high. We knew they were going to go high.
Yep.
And I feel Kelvin Banks, I think the consensus was that Kelvin Banks was going to go high.
Yeah.
Tyler Booker is the big one.
Yeah.
I think people were very skeptical of Tyler Booker. I think there were a lot of teams like the Cowboys or the Texans that probably felt really good about Tyler Booker. I think Donovan Jackson was, I still swear, Sean, Donovan Jackson was marked down because he's duck footed. More so than any other reason. I think that people don't like when they see a duck-footed athlete. They forget the fact that LeBron James is duck-footed.
CJ Stroud, he's done pretty well for himself. CJ Stroud's
not quite thought of as an athlete, but still, but you know what? There you go.
Yeah.
Because he's duck-footed.
Yeah.
And then, we knew we could run.
Yeah.
And it was just a matter of whether he chose to run or not. But I think a lot of people, maybe back in his youth, were encouraging him not to run, partly because you want to become duck-footed. A pure pocket quarterback. But they saw him walk out on the football field with those duck feet.
Yep.
And they're like, no, Scrooge McDuck, you're a pocket passer.
Are you ready to pep talk the people for this second round tonight? This is our last segment. Next segment you and I do after this one, we're coming in with a complete draft all done. So this is our last chance pre-picks to talk to people. So we are pep talking you for the second round. If you're one of the 75% that are angry the Texans traded out last night, stick around. We're going to get you fired up, all right?
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.